we learned that we are to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And today, we want to desire what God desires. And we will together look at Psalm 73:1-24. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs unto death, their bodies. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Therefore, his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, I would speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream, when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. I was brutish and Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell all of all your works. Our Heavenly Father, we come to your word this morning. I pray that you will give the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit of truth, and lead us into your word. Help us to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to see you, Father, through Jesus Christ, and that we would know you more, Father, love you more, Father, and to be faithful to you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Desires are things that you are seeking. The word desires in Vietnamese, there are many words to describe desires. To want, to desire, to thirst for, to hunger for. There's a lot of words that talk about our desires in the heart. And these are the things that people desire. They desire different things, very normal things. As David, he wanted to be able to drink from the well at the side of the gate of Bethlehem. And then people also desire to eat or want to eat. As the Israelites, when they were walking in the wilderness, they were hungry for meat. And the word, the king, desire, it's just different ways to describe desire, as the king desired a mate. And there's another place that says that we desire a blessed life. And what people desire, including the good relationship with God the Father, in Isaiah 26, says, truly, Jehovah God, on your righteous ways, we desire you. Our soul desire your holy name. In the night, Lord, my soul desires for you and seek you for your judgment accomplished on earth, and all mankind will know righteousness. What is it, the thing that people desire speaks up what they are searching for. If you are seeking for things that are lowly, then that person becomes a very lowly person. But whoever seeks the Lord becomes a very upright, exalted person. To have a righteous relationship with God, to have His spiritual gifts become something that requires everything that belongs to a person that belongs to God. And that reveals one who is mature in spiritual life. When our desires are in hand, go in hand with the desires of God, then we desire what God desires. And what does God desire? In Psalm 51:6, that God desires righteousness and sincerity. And as mankind, whatever God desires, that motivates His action. We see that in Job, when God decides something, nobody can change His mind. Whatever He decides, whatever He desires, He will accomplish to the end. God wants to save His people in the new heaven and new earth. And that is what He desires. That is the greatest desire of God. He desires that. He wants people to experience His glory, to experience His power, to experience His presence. Psalm 132:13-18 says that God desires Zion. He desires that Zion will be His dwelling place. He says that this is my everlasting dwelling place. I will dwell here, for I desire so. And our God also has desires, and the thing that He desires is that all will be saved and none be lost. That is His desire. He wants to bring all people into Zion, which is heaven, to be with Him. And do you know what else God desires? He desires that people worship Him sincerely. John 4:24. Those who worship Him in righteousness will worship Him in truth. And those are the people who God is seeking. Let us look at what we are looking for. And that is where our heart is. And the greatest desire of the Lord Jesus Christ is to do the will of God the Father. In Psalm 40, here I am, I enjoy doing the will of the Father, and your laws are in my heart. And God also seeks the will of God to save mankind. In the Bible, it says that the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. And that is the reason why Jesus came to earth, to seek that which was lost. And why did He seek that which was lost? What for? To be with Him, to be with God, to fellowship with Him, to live with Him, to experience Him, to live in the love of God. That is the reason why God searches and seeks the sinner, the lost. Not so that they will be saved out of hell and go to heaven, and that's it. No, He wants to have a fellowship with us. In Luke 20:25 says, He said to them, I want to eat this Last Supper with you, this Passover with you, before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat of this Passover again until we sup in heaven. To eat that Passover, that is to have fellowship. And Jesus Christ is standing, knocking at the door, and He wants to come. And whichever heart opened the door, He will come in, and He will sup with that person and fellowship with that person. And we desire to be like Jesus Christ, right? And to be like Jesus Christ, in which way? When we are like Jesus Christ, we have the desires that are very firm and very clear. That is to do the will of God in our lives and to seek the lost so that we, with them, will live in God's glory. That is the desire of those who belong to God. The desire of the soul in a spiritual status of a person. It must be holy desires, desires to do the will of God. That is one who is mature in Christ. Whichever desire of a heart that seeks evil reveals that that person is an evil person. And whichever soul is satisfied with God, seeking the Lord to satisfy God, to be in His presence, reveals that that is a life that fears God, one that is holy and set apart for God. The question is, what is your desire? What are you searching? This morning, there are two things that I would like to share with you in Psalm 73 that we have read. That is, we need to lay aside the evil desires. Asaph, he saw the evil people becoming rich and strong, and he was very jealous and angry and wanted to be like them. So we see in verse 3 and verse 4, "For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." He was envious. He was jealous. He wanted what they want, they have. And so he hated them. And Asaph knew that he wanted to be prosperous like all people around. So he was envious, hatred of people around him who prosper. But then he realized that it was foolish to be so. In verse 21 and 28, he said, "When I entered into the temple of the Lord, I saw the end of these people." And so now he pushes all that hatred aside and casts it aside. When we know God, sometimes we are confused. We see that people are so prosperous. And C.S. Lewis, this is what he wrote. "It seems like God sees our desires, not so strong, but so weak. We are easily satisfied with things that are less than God. We do not desire God. We just want a peaceful life, enough food and clothes and things in our lives. Just give me enough, God, to satisfy my soul, to ease my conscience. To know, to want everything, all the possessions of this life, but maybe to desire God a little bit more, just to make sure. But if one who follows God, we must desire God above all, for He is our all in all. And before we come to know the Lord, we desire things of this earth, the success of this earth, the praise of this world. And the Word of God in Ephesians 2:3 says, "Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind." That is our life before we come to know Christ. And we desire things that the people of this world desire. To desire evil is often called lust or passion. In 1 John 2:16 says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Those three things, desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and pride of life, those are the ways that the devil wants to use to destroy our spiritual life, to take away our fellowship with God so that we will not enjoy peace and experience with God. Those three things. The Great Wall of China is about 4,000 miles long. I hope I will get to see the Great Wall of China one day. And the Great Wall of China was built. The first part was built by the first emperor of China about 200 years before AD. But in the year of 964, the North came down and took over China and did not have to break down any block of that Great Wall. And they did that because they kind of like bribed a general. and the general received the money and opened the gate for them, and they were able to come in. And so we see that in the New Testament, we see Nehemiah, he built also a wall, and the enemy came to fight. And there were some soldiers who were guarding the temple as others were building the wall. I'm sorry. Some were guarding the wall while others were building the wall. And we, followers of Christ, we need to stay on guard, for the devil uses these three things, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life, to tempt us as he has tempted Eve from the time that God created heaven and earth. The devil had tempted Adam and Eve through the desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and pride of life, and they fell. But today, we will be able to be victorious because we belong to God. We need to be sensitive and be on guard to these things. For one time, opening our door to sin, it will affect our spiritual life, and our wall, our great wall, will be shaken. So we need to be on guard with the desires, the evil desires of the world. And these evil desires will lead to sinful actions. In James 1:14-15, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by groaning. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So the desire here is when we have evil desires that leads to death. And the desires will lure us, and when we listen to it and do accordingly, then we will sin, and sin will lead to death. That will interrupt and cut off our relationship with God. One person asked a pastor, what is the biggest problem that you have to face? And the pastor said, the problem is that I see it every morning when I look in the mirror. And the point that he was saying is that the desire is me above all else. I have to be above all. And then I forget that God must be above me. And so in James 4:1 says that all the war battles and struggles that we have in ourselves, isn't it from our own desires? These desires and lusts is what? It's to serve our own flesh, to make our belly our God. And the Word of God says in James 1:4 says, each of us are tempted when the desires lure us. And so we need to destroy these desires, for these desires cause us to fall away from the Lord, and also competition between each other. So we need to cast away these evil desires, and thus we know that before we come to know Christ, we live with the evil desires of this world. But after we come to the Lord, we continue to fight and struggle with these desires. In Galatians 5:16-17, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. What do you think if you went to the doctor and you see that on your hand, there in your skin, on your skin, there is a spot, and the doctor says, oh, that's very dangerous, and you say, it's nothing. But the doctor says that that is skin cancer, and if you do not take care of it, it will go throughout your body and can kill you. So now the doctor writes a prescription for you to buy the cream, and that cream will destroy the cancer cells on your skin. And what would you do? Of course, you will go immediately and buy that cream. Yes, it costs some money. It's about hundreds of dollars. But there are some desires. But God knows, and He speaks to our hearts. We are not filing tax totally honest. But God knows, and the devil will use those little lies to spread throughout our body, and it becomes like cancer. And do you know, the Vietnamese have a saying that you steal one time and it becomes a habit, and it becomes your life. So the desires of the flesh, but the spirit is against all that. The spirit is like the gel, the cream, to destroy the evil desires. And we see that the things of the spirit are in contrast to things that are of the flesh. Do you invite the spirit of God to fight against the desires, the evil desires of the flesh? We need to rely on the Lord, for without relying on the Lord, we cannot cast away the desires of the flesh, the lusts, the passions that are evil in us. The Spirit of the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering. And the Holy Spirit is the present, that God, the gift that God gives to us, and He gives us victory in living for Him. So one who follows God is not just one who casts away the evil desires, but one who follows God also possesses the godly desires. In Psalm 73, Asaph, when he realized the desires in his heart, and he went to the temple of God, and in the temple of God, he saw the glory of the Lord, and at that place, he saw the end results of the evil people. And so they no longer desire what he no longer desire what they desire. And now all he desires is God. Once we acknowledge the presence of the Lord, there is nothing in this world, nothing in this universe that compares to God. Once we acknowledge and realize God, and we live with God, and we experience Him, and we experience His grace and love, there is nothing in this life that compares. We are willing to set aside all to have God. For the kindness, your loving kindness is beyond my life. I will praise you, Lord. We desire to be in the presence of the Lord. We desire to be near to Him so that we can taste God. Asaph desired God like that. In verse 22, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast. I was brutish. Ugh. And now I become like a fool. I am no different from a beast before you, Lord, because I desire the things of this world. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. Why? Why hold the right hand? Because the right hand is a firm hand. And you will lead me and you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you receive me to glory. On earth, there is none I desire more, Lord, than you. And so, God, you are above all, and I desire you only. My flesh is weak, but I know my end, and my end is eternally with you. What I desire, God, is you. For if I have you, Lord, I have everything. It's enough. And that is the secret. If we have the Lord, we have everything. But if we lose Him, we lose everything. Whoever has Jesus Christ, has eternal life, has fellowship with Him, can draw close to the Lord, can enjoy His love, His grace, His kindness. That is what people need. Each one of us need to have the realization that Asaph had, that this world is in no comparison to God, and God is everything. And Asaph desired this, and we say, Lord, if I lose everything, no problem, if I have you. Because you are number one in my life, Lord, for you are my all in all. And the author of this psalm realized very simply, I like simple things. He said, on this earth, I desire nothing, Lord. I desire no one else, Lord. Whom have I have in heaven? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. Do you know if you mature in Christ? Then look at how you desire God. Do you desire Him? And is He number one in your life? Is He everything in your life? And if He is everything in your life, then you know that you are maturing in Christ. and following Him. And if you see that God is just secondary, everything else is number one, then you come to God afterwards, then you are very simple and have not matured in Christ. You're just walking, taking baby steps in Christ. And to realize that God is our all in all, it would transform our perspective to everything, to the difficulties in our lives. And we will see that the difficulties in our lives are truly just things that God leads to us to Him. Sometimes we rely on money. Sometimes we rely on our health. Sometimes we rely on our wisdom. And God will take away those things so that we know to rely on Him alone. Sometimes a young child will just walk and play outside and don't want to go home. And then all of a sudden thunder comes and storm comes. And then what happens? He runs home. And sometimes God allows the difficulties to come in our lives, the storms in our lives, so that we run to Him and acknowledge Him and Him alone, for He is everything in our life. Sometimes we try so much, we try our best to live a life pleasing to God, and yet we are going through so much suffering, and then yet other people are living a life that doesn't even know who God is. They live a deceitful life, they steal, they put down other people, and yet they succeed, and yet we are going through trials, and we're being tempted, and we become jealous of those people. But no, if we have the Lord, He will lead us to the place where we just desire Him and Him alone. Whom have I have in heaven but You? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides You. The grieving and the hopelessness maybe is what God is using in our lives to draw us close to Him. And when the difficulties and storms in lives take away friends and money and everything in life, then at that time, God is the only one that will be with us, and we love Him because of Him, not because of what He has done or given us. We love Him because He is Lord, not because of what He has given to us. David desired God. Asaph desired God. In Psalm 27:4, David says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after." One thing that He desires, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. He wants to, all his life, to draw close to the Lord in His house, to be taught by the Lord, to be guided by the Lord. He wanted intimacy with God. There is one man who lived in Indiana. He lived in a house 80 years, and he went to school, to work. He would go back to that house, and now he's retired. He lives in that house. And in contrast, there was this woman, military woman. She stayed at 75 houses, because her husband was in the military. But there is one place that we will always be satisfied. That is in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord, we will be protected from the enemy. And in the house of the Lord, we will fellowship with Him in His presence. We will see and gaze upon the beauty and the power of the Lord. Our flesh here, our body here, is a temple that God dwells. God is with us. His Spirit dwells with us. And when a person receives Jesus Christ into their life, that person starts to seek the Lord by seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul desired Christ. In Philippians 3:7-11, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and may share His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death." that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. That is the desire of Paul. Paul tasted the glory of God. On the way to Damascus, God appeared to Paul, and he experienced the glory of God, the power of God. He fell down. He was blinded. But God came and caught him and returned his vision. And he tasted God. And that taste of God satisfied him so to the full. And when he was so satisfied to the full, he had a greater desire. Because when we are satisfied, we have a greater desire. He had experienced God, and now he desired God even more. And he said, I am willing to count everything as rubbish and loss to have Christ, to dwell in him. When we have tasted God and his love and his kindness and his righteousness and his holiness and his goodness, then you will desire him more. To be satisfied as if eating fat and good meat. That is, we desire even more. D.L. Moody, a man, a missionary, who was greatly used by God. But before that, he had a desire for God. He desired to experience God, and he asked that he will be filled with the Spirit. And he cried out day and night and said, Lord, let me be filled with your Spirit, Lord. For if I'm not filled with your Spirit, then let me die. And so he cried upon the Lord and said, Lord, have mercy so that I would be filled with your Spirit. And one afternoon when he was in Chicago, he felt God pouring his love on his life. He was so lost in the love of God, and he could not bear it anymore and say, Lord, hold back your hand. I can't take it anymore. And God came to him, and he experienced God's love to transform a man who was just a shoemaker, one who, he couldn't even say Jerusalem, he said Julum. And so he was a simple man now becoming a missionary to bring hundreds and thousands of people to God. Why? Because he experienced the love of God. Do you desire God like that? Come to God. Come to the Lord and say, Lord, make me filled with your Spirit, or else let me just die. Desire God. And when we desire the Lord Jesus, he will take away from us all the evil desires and lusts, and he will give us a new desire, and that is desiring him only. And there is much more. When we come to the Word of God, he wants us to desire other things. The ones who are mature in God often desire things that God desires. We desire to praise Christ first in our lives. And those people, those who are mature in Christ, will seek the Lord above all. In Deuteronomy 4:20, to seek the Lord and then to seek Jesus Christ. In Philippians 3:10-11, to seek the glory of the Lord. In Isaiah 26:8, to seek the kingdom of Christ, Matthew 6:33. To seek his righteousness, Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst or seek for righteousness. And then to seek holiness in Hebrews 12:14. To seek holiness. To seek wisdom and understanding from the Lord in Proverbs 2:3. To seek refuge and protection from the Lord, Psalm 61:4. To seek heaven, Colossians 3:1. Or to seek things of above from heaven, things of above. To seek the word of the Lord in Psalm 119:45. To seek God's word in Psalm 40:8. To seek what is good, to think upon things that are good in Philippians 4:17. To seek the lost in Romans 10:1. To seek peace with our brothers and sisters, to be in harmony with all in 1 Peter 3:10. And to seek glory from the Lord, that is Romans 2:7. This glory, God wants us to seek the glory for ourselves. God says, people seek praise and glory from other people, but God wants us to find our glory, our praise in him. And he wants us to be honored in Him, in Romans 2:7, and to seek eternal life, to seek justice and salvation for those who are in need, Isaiah 1:17. Those are the things that we must seek. And so prayer will multiply or double up our desires. When we come to the Lord and we see that the desires of this world, the lust of this world, we focus on, but we don't focus on and desire what God desires. We need to resolve that problem by coming to the Lord to pray and coming to the Jesus and say, and Jesus is the answer, and He will come to us. And when we pray, we are motivated by Christ to become holy. God wants us to desire Him, to desire His faith, to desire His kingdom, His righteousness, His holiness, salvation to our brothers and sisters, to our friends, to our family, to our children, for those who have never heard of the gospel. We are to desire to bring the gospel to them. But our desire in us is so weak, and now God gives us the gift of prayer, for prayer resolves many issues, and so prayer will also resolve this issue, so that we will have true desire, to desire God, and we will be satisfied in the Lord, and then we will live for the Lord, we will glorify Him, we will be blessed, and through our lives, others will experience Christ. We will spend more time to seek the Lord in His presence, to have the power of the Spirit, and then our lives will be widened, opened up to the will of the Lord, to His desires, and the desires of the Lord will be accomplished in our lives. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we say, as Asaph did, that in heaven there is no one besides You, Lord. Truly, Lord, only You alone. And on this earth we desire no other except You, Lord. We see all things as lost to have Jesus Christ. And we belong to You, Lord. Dear Lord, we're sitting here. There are those who have not had those desires. Those are not their greatest desires in life. There are still people who have desires that are common, just to be satisfied with lowly things. Lord, shine in our hearts, Lord, so that we desire the greatest in this life, and that is You, Lord Jesus. To desire intimacy with You, fellowship with You, to be in Your presence, to desire that You are in our lives. Father, help each one of us to experience You in a great way, in a special way, as Moody had experienced Your love and the power of the Spirit has been upon him. Please come to us the same, Lord. Help us to desire You, Lord, and until we are able to find that. Well, only You can satisfy our souls. For in our souls, Lord, is there an emptiness that only You can fill up that emptiness. Lord, help us to seek You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.